This is Songwriter's Room, and I'm your host, Tomoko. Today's guest, it's Mr. J-Love.
Yes!
Yay!
You got it right. It's Mr. J-Love.
And I get a whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. You gotta go pop, pop, pop.
It's Mr. J-Love is a dancehall reggae artist from Belize. Known for his high energy performances and sexuality, with over 11,000 followers on social media, his single Catch Them a Wine, featuring Kerry Ranks, was number one on the reggae charts on Reverb Nation in Django, and the music video was editor's pick on Yahoo Music Australia and France. He has opened up for or performed live with artists such as Benny Man, Serrani, Method Man, and Redman, Tyrese, Brian McKnight, and more. Currently recording his new album titled Born. So I'm excited to talk to you. It's Mr. J-Love. So nice to meet you. And thank you so much for being on Songwriter's Room.
No problem. No problem. It's a pleasure.
But you're currently living in California?
No. Right now I'm in California because I'm in the studio recording. But okay. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Shout out to Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City.
Oh, just like me.
Oh, yeah? All right. Nice, nice.
So how is the music scene in Belize compared to America?
Well, the music scene in Belize is it's a lot different because a lot of artists back home are trying to come towards America, you know, so they can get the exposure and everything. It's almost like vice versa because a lot of people from here, artists from here, they want to go to Belize to get that exposure to the Belizean crowd as well, you know.
Yes.
They want to be in their own home. But the music scene in Belize is very nice. We got a lot of talented artists out there. A lot. A lot.
And the beautiful Caribbean Sea, Caribbean rhythm.
Well, of course. Better yet, beautiful Caribbean rum. I love it when I go back home. I can't wait to go back again.
Yeah. Can I just ask you a question? I was wondering the meaning of your single, Catch Them a Wine. Does that mean catch them a wine?
Well, catch was a dance. Not was. It is a dance, so. That's what the girls used to do when they're in the club and everything like that. So, yeah. So that's why I put it out. It was a whole dance. And it's a dance that they do in Jamaica and all the Caribbean places, everywhere. You know, we love to dance as reggae artists and dance hall artists. We love dancing.
Right. And you got to have that big butt. Cause
yeah, I like big butts. I like big butts.
I'm sure you do. I've been to Jamaica. And that's the first thing I noticed. They got like 2 watermelon size. And I'm like, I'm from Japan, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, wow, if they can give us 10% of their butt, it'll be
Yeah, back home in all these places, like in Belize and Jamaica, them ladies got nice.
I was like, what do they eat?
Grown food, all healthy things.
Okay, so you are working on the new album called Born,
yes,
including the new single, Who Won't Sound, featuring the legendary Father MC, and Father MC is producing your whole album. Tell us about that.
Yes, the new album is called Who Wants Some. Right now, we're just pushing the single. We're not even going to let nobody hear what we got for the album, even though it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're just pushing the single, Who Wants Some. It comes out August 17th. And the video will be out as well, the audio, everything. And you will be able to get it worldwide. Even in Japan, they're going to be able to get it, you know.
Yeah.
And Father MC, he's the one that produced it. He's producing the whole album. He's taking me way left field of what I'm used to. But I love it.
Mm.
I love it. Yes. You know, it's something different. And with that, I got a new identity when it comes to music and the way how I look at it and how I even put it out there. So big ups to Father MC. As you can see, that's where I'm at anyway right now. See the plaques on the wall back there?
Yes. That's where you're at.
Yeah, so I'm out here with him trying to get a couple gold plaques like him. He got like 6 though.
That's so exciting. Congratulations. He's such a phenomenal producer.
Yeah, but even better than being a producer, he's a better advisor. He's a better... It's like a big brother then, you know, the knowledge that he has, I think it's out of this world. And when you sit down and you talk to him, you learn a lot of things that you wouldn't learn from the normal human being or anybody that's in the music industry. Because there's a lot of people that's in the industry,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know that side of the business like how he does. Like, it's a lot of things that people think they know, and he be like, ah, nah, it's not even like that. And then I just learn. I'm soaking it all in. You know, I got to be a sponge. And then take what I learn and apply it to what I'm doing.
Nice. How did you guys meet? How did it come about?
Well, it's funny because I actually met Fada about 14, 15 years ago. I bought a house for his mom in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. So that I was called to be one of the entertainers for, you know, his mom to perform for her. I think it was her birthday too. So I went ahead and did that. It was cool, met him. Nothing happened. 14, 15 years later, about 6 months ago, my boy Paris Smith, he told my dad, hey, Tom, I need to get Father MC a house here in Vegas. He's looking to get a house out here. So my dad said, okay, cool. They linked up. He's in the car. My dad is showing him some houses. And he said, you know, I'm doing this and this and this, Tom, but I need some reggae for this song I have. My dad was like, reggae? Well, my son does reggae. So he's like, what? Let me hear something. So he put on this single that I had called I Love Your Sex. And he was like, who is this? My dad was like, that's him. He's like, who did the check? He was like, him. Who did the writing? Him. And who did? He's like, man, I got to meet him. So he asked that my dad for me to build a track for him. So I went out that night. My dad never, well, I don't remember my dad telling me, hey, Father needs a check right then and there. So I went and I partied. I went to a party. He hit me up. My dad was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm partying. He's like, you need to get back to the house and make this track. Father needs that track tonight. So I was like, all right. So I was already out. So I left the place like around 10:30, which is early for me, right? So I go home. I get there around 11:30. I get in the studio around 12:30. I start building, did everything, wrote it, built the track, did the hook, recorded it, mixed it, and sent it to Father. I was done by like 1:20. So it took me like 50 minutes. Send it to him. He loved it. So my dad was like, he asked, when did he do that? My dad was like, yeah, last night. He did it. He did it in like 30, 40 minutes. So he's like, man, I got to have him come down to L.A. So I came to L.A. where I'm at right now. And on that Monday, he told me, I need you for 2 days. Monday, I need you to do two songs. And Tuesday, I need you to do three songs. So I got in here. And on that Monday, I did eight songs.
Wow.
eight songs in like a span of 2 hours.
That's crazy.
So I took off, went back to Vegas, right? He was like blown away. So he called my dad and told him, hey, I need him to come back out here Thursday. So I came back Thursday. I need you to do another three songs. Instead of three, I did another like seven or eight songs again in like 2 hours. And I took back off to Vegas. Then he was shocked again. So he called my dad and he was like, man, I need some more songs. So my dad was like, all right, cool. So this time he just sent me the track. And I did everything there in my studio in Vegas, and he was just blown away again. I did four songs like in another hour again. Send it to him, and it was good. We got to work, and we got to keep on pushing. We decided that Who Wants Some was going to be the single because it's very catchy. Got the old school feel with the reggae feel, the dancehall feel, and you know it's still up to date. We talk about music and it being dated sometimes, and this, even though it's an old school track, it's not dated. It's like it got the bounce and everything, you know. Yeah, as soon as you put it on, everybody runs to the dance floor. If you put this on in a club, everybody gonna run to the dance floor. If you put this on the beach, everybody gonna go get a coconut rum drink and just kind of vibe and just give you that feel.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Is he in the background right there behind you?
No. He's handling some business right now on the other side of the house. Yeah, he's handling some business on the other side of the house.
Cool. That song, Who Wants Some, that you did with Father MC, I would love for you to break down and show us how you wrote it.
Well, to break that down, when I was here in the studio, right, he threw on the beat, and I'm just listening, vibing for a minute, and it just came to me. And it was like, let me feeling thirsty. You know, you kind of go over, nah, nah, nah. So I kind of got the cadence in my head, and I was like, okay, when me feeling thirsty and why I get drunk, pass me the. Then I was like, oh, okay, I like my drink that I drink, pass me the Remy, pass me the rum. Then I was like, where can I go from there? What do you do when you drink? you just wanna drink all night till you just pass out. So I said, drink all night until we pop down. I'm also open, tell me, ooh, awesome. And when I actually wrote it out, and then I said it for him, he was like, yo, that's dope. Get in the booth and do it. So that's how I came about with that whole chorus. And it came to me quick. It wasn't like it took me 30 minutes. It took me literally 3 to 5 minutes. And wrote the whole song by like 10 minutes.
Wow. When it happens like that.
Man, when stuff like that happens, it's crazy because it just flows right.
Right.
You know, it don't take no time. It's no effort at all. But, you know, when you're listening to the beat, you're writing in your head and I write in my phone. Mm-hmm. I write in my phone. So I'm here like this, going back and forth. You know, sometimes you say a couple of things and it don't match up right. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, no, that don't match. So let me go back and switch a few words, put this one in there, take this one out. Okay, that sound good. This one don't. Okay, cool. Now get this. Let's try it out. You know, and the thing is, sometimes you stumble over what you got written 3, 4, sometimes 10 times. You'd be like, oh, okay, that don't go. So now you got to change each little word, you know what I mean? Each one, like, okay, I want this one here. I want this one. Is the cadence good? Is it falling right in the pocket? And when it does, then you're good. So I just keep on. I just let it flow. I just let it roll.
Yeah. So the beat you were writing to, was it your beat or Father MC already gave it to you?
Father MC was the one that gave me that beat. And it's an old school beat too. And he brought it back, flipped it, and I just went for it. I liked it automatically because it's up-tempo. I love up-tempo tracks. And when he threw it on, I was like, man, this could go. Mm-hmm. And then when I came up with my hook, it really set the track off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can have a track and it's just a track. When you put your lyrics to that track, you become a part of the beat, and it just sets it off. And that's exactly what happened with this one.
You got a lot of energy when you perform. And so do you work out a lot?
Yeah, I work out. I work out. I also own my own gym in Las Vegas.
Wow.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah. Big up my auntie, Yvette Mariano. She's a pro bodybuilder for 40 years. And she's the one that trained a lot of these people too. So my aunt and I own the gym. It's called Muscle Fitness Gym, North Las Vegas, Craig and Decatur. And that's, you know, let me flex for the people real quick.
All right.
You know, even when I work out, the thing is, I'll be on the treadmill, for instance, or if I go run, if I ride my bike, I will be doing the song the mm-hmm. same time I'm running. Because when I get on stage and I got the breath and the energy to do exactly what I want.
Yeah, to strengthen your lungs.
Yeah. So, do you want to hear the song?
Yes, please.
Let me see. I'm all for the damn.
This is going to be a hit.
Thank you. I love when people say that they think it's going to be a hit, because I think so myself. And it's a fun song, like I said. One for the summer, one for the winter, one for any time of the year.
So where can people find you?
So everybody can find me on my IG, mm-hmm. my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
@ITF. MRJLUV It's Mr. J Love. Make sure everybody get the spelling right too. All one word. ITSMRJLUV. All capitals.
All right. All the success to you and your endeavor and your music. And thank you so much for being in Songwriter's Room today.
No problem at all. No problem. I truly appreciate being on your show and having your platform. You know what I mean?
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And until we meet again, sayonara.
Sayonara. You want some? Who wants some? Boom. Bless.
Don't forget to click subscribe and hit the bell to get notified about new videos of Songwriter's Room or my new music or Japan News series. Thank you for watching. Arigato. Sayonara.